Hello. Thanks for coming. My name is Victoria Dim. So it's the finale. It's the end. So we decided to think about what's been on my mind lately, and that's rejections. Yeah, everyone's published, and now I'm getting rejections. So anyway, I found this poem, and I wanted to read it. It's by someone else, but I really did want to read it. It's a found poem, and then I'm going to read you from my greatest rejections. It's the rejections hit list tonight. So this poem is by Katie Coyle, and it's called My Rejections, a Found Poem. First of all, let me apologize for the absurd response time. We want you to know how honored we are. Thanks for sending. Thank you for giving us the chance to consider. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for your patience. Thank you for your interest. We appreciate your commitment to quality literature. I really enjoyed the nipple part. Humorous, imaginative, well-written. Not that we were what we were looking for. It's not that it's bad. Some of our readers get sidetracked by the boyfriend's name. You might consider changing it to something less obtrusive than Elvis. Of course, and perhaps more concern for me, we know very little about him except he's pretentious and insufferable. The narrator is a one-emotion observer. I hope this feedback is helpful. We like the sentences. No hard feelings. It does not suit our present needs. I'm sorry to say good luck with this one. Good luck with it elsewhere. We hope you will feel encouraged. We wish you luck. We encourage you to keep writing. We do wish you the best of luck. Best. Sincerely, best. Best wishes. Best of everything. Keep working at it. Thanks much. The ending seemed a bit too much like adolescent fantasy. We've decided to pass. Okay, let's see if you're clapping now for my rejections. This one's entitled Wart. It's at the crown of his head, the black cat. I worry about it. Just a wart, says the vet. Don't worry, but I do. Imagine the growth, potato-sized, with roots grabbing downward into brain matter like fingers, spreading, playing in jello. I worry about falling out of bed, down the stairs, on the street, falling in a foreign country. All of these I've already done, so I worry even more. I worry that I'll never find another love, have sweet sex in the morning, feel the pangs the next day, worry that I become homeless, live under a bridge, worry that I'll never see Paris, or if I do, I'll fall on the Champs-Élysées, near the Arc de Triomphe, break a hip. I worry, I worry, I worry the mirror about my ugly American body, about not telling the truth. Worry about randomness and extreme order. Worry and worry about vegans. Worry, too, about the feral white cat that limps outside the front door at dusk. I worry about my daughter, just turned 21, drinking white Russians, then scotch and soda in the same night. Worry that the phone will ring, the state police, my only baby, found bloody, alone, dead. The tan cat has a growth too, at the base of his spine, a bit to the right, right before his tail starts. I worry that it is not a wart. The growth is growing, getting bigger. I am worried. Thank you. Okay, so whenever you get those rejection letters, just do it, keep doing it, right? Everybody has to do that, right? Okay. Thanks everybody for coming out. It's a great crowd tonight. This next one is a favorite poet of mine is named Stacy Waite. She's in Lincoln, Nebraska now. She was here last weekend for a workshop on truth and poetry. It was really fascinating. I've had several workshops with her, and this one is after Stacy Waite because of the title. The title is, On the Occasion of Taking 4 Ibuprofens at the Water Fountain Near the Public Men's Restroom at Ross Park Mall Christmas Eve. Santa, in full costume, white mane and beard, walks towards me, and from my hunched-over position through the arcing drip, a six-year-old, eyes wide, clutches his father's hand, exclaims, "Dad, Dad, can we go pee with Santa?" Okay, I'm trying to think. Is there any one other that's really funny that I can read? Okay, no. All right, so let me read. This one is called Pox. And here it goes. Running away from the gorilla, apish breath so close and moist, and me running, running, my small feet tripping over rotating terrains, trees, hallways, animated, throbbing backgrounds, the breath, the fear, like the grape that sticks in the throat. And then the witch's hand, all gnarled, bony, wrinkled green, with long, cracked, and dirty nails, grabs for tiny ankles from underneath. My mother ties my hands and feet to the bed so I won't scratch the chicken pox, leave a mark on my face. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I'll end with this poem. My poems are short, but anyways. I'll end with this poem. I want to say that it's after John Woodward. It's a line I actually stole from auditioning Anchorman. And it's in remembrance of Christina Murdoch, who is a wonderful poet that is no longer with us. And I sat right across from her in a workshop, and it's a total loss. But this is in remembrance of her. It's entitled Zombie Holidays. There were armpits and vaginas, penises, and rectums, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, all sitting at the tables, feasting on body parts and yams. Thank you very much. Love you all.